What is up, friends? What's up, dudes? What is up, everybody? This is the everything... Fuck, I fucked up. The Anything and Everything podcast. You'd think I'd fucking know the name of my own podcast by now. Starring me, Connor. Yay. Guess what? I don't have a topic today. I'm just gonna ramble. I'm just gonna roll with it, you know? So I've been dealing with a little bit of a lot of stress lately, some depression, some depressive thoughts, you know, but that's the name of the game. You can't be happy all the time, and you shouldn't be sad all the time either. You gotta find a happy medium. There's gonna be some lows, there's gonna be some highs, and there's gonna be some times in the middle where you're indifferent, you know, but a lot of money stuff is catching up with me, getting me feeling down, and to counteract that, I'm trying to work more. But working more has me feeling down, so it's a catch-22. What are you gonna do? But you know, one thing that I always go back to that almost always makes me feel better about everything is actually being grateful for the things that I already do have and expressing my gratitude to all of my friends, to everybody that I'm close to, anybody who's ever done anything for me. I always like to go up to them and say, I love you. Thank you for doing this for me. Thank you for being this for me. Thank you for being in my life. And that is something that I feel is hard to come by, you know, these days. Not that I'm asking other people to be like that. You can't ask people to change. You can't like go out of your way and change and try to control things that you literally have no control over. It doesn't work like that. The only thing that you can control is yourself and the things that you do. So the things that you want to see happen out there, you just do them. You know, if you want people to be more health conscious, you be healthy. That's about all you can do, you know, and like kind of display for other people So the only thing that you can control is the things that you do. So if you want to be, if you want the world to be healthy, lead by example and be healthy and put all the information and all the knowledge that you've gained over that time, you put it out there, you know, and then other people can follow if they would like. You don't have to try to shove it down people's throats and try to say, I can't believe people aren't doing this, I can't believe people aren't doing that. Yeah, there's that out there, and some of the stuff that is fitness related, some of the stuff that is related to anything else, and you think like, oh, why is nobody doing it this way? That's dumb, that's stupid, you know. It still doesn't change anything, no matter how dumb and stupid that you think it is. The best thing for you to do is lead by example, you know. If you want people to be more motivated, then you fucking motivate yourself. People feed off of that energy. People love it when they see somebody else doing good for them. I think it was like Chris Rock or something, or some comedian that said, he broke down on the side of the road and he was waiting for somebody to stop by and help him out. And the whole time he was thinking, you know what? You know, no one's going to stop for me. Nobody cares for me. So he started trying to push his car by himself. And lo and behold, once somebody saw that he was trying to help himself, they pulled over and stopped and tried to help him. Because people love it when they see somebody trying to actually make an effort to change something, to change their own life, to change their own situation. People hate it when they hear people feeling sorry for themselves. And they feel like... And you see people like, oh, I wish it was this way, I wish it was that way. That's cool. What the fuck are you gonna do about it? You know? No one's gonna help you if you're not willing to put in the work yourself. The second that you start thinking that the world owes you something is when you're gonna get nothing. And the second that you stop and you start forgetting that the world doesn't owe you shit, the world doesn't care about you, the world thinks nothing of you because nobody knows who you are, then that's when you can have a little bit of peace. You're like, all right, well then, I'm just gonna do this for myself. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna become this. I'm going to turn into the biggest whatever in life. People love that. I think there's that quote that it's like, be the change that you want to see in other people or the world. Just be that. I think that's true. As corny and kind of cliche as it is to kind of run with that bandwagon, it's absolutely true, and it's something very smart to live by. So whenever I go through these anxious and depressive times in my life, I start to think, well, it must be because I'm behaving selfishly. I must be thinking like, well, you know, I really wish that I didn't have this bill to pay, or I really wish that I looked this way when it comes to fitness, or I really wish that I had my dream job. I wish. You know, those times, it is inevitable. You know, you can eventually train your mind to not have those thoughts come into your head, or treat those thoughts very differently than what you've been doing, which is what I've been doing. You can learn to stop that pattern of behavior. You can learn to push that and stop aside. Instead of saying, I wish, just do, you know? And I hate to admit that we all fall into this pattern. You know, it's inevitable. You get a little down on yourself, and all of a sudden it's like you forget all of that growth that you've had mentally and spiritually. You forget that, you know, you're not this weak-minded person that you used to be. You know, I know I'm not. I remember being 17 years old and getting down about the smallest things, thinking that everyone was trying to hurt me or like saying bad things to me. I remember that. And it was not that long ago. This is about 7 years ago. You know, so in 7 years, it's taken that long to get to, you know, I'm still very sensitive, but when it comes to other things, like when it comes to, you know, relationships and friendships and stuff, I'm very sensitive when it comes to that. But instead of being sensitive when it comes to someone else's intentions, I used to think that people were kind of out to get me, and it's taken about 7 years to shed off that dead weight, you know. And unfortunately, you know, it takes a little bit of trying to get out of your own head. You have to sit down for like, you gotta have this small moment of mental clarity where you think, oh shit, I've been doing it again. Damn it. You know, you old habits die hard. You fall back into old patterns, you know, just like with the way you, I don't even know what a good example is. But it's just like, it's a routine, you know, you have to think positive thoughts. You have to continue the cycle of positive thoughts and positive thinking. You know, what I do when I'm in bad situations is I tend to flood my nervous system with stimuli, meaning that I cling on to certain habits and hobbies and stuff. So if I get a little bit stressed out, I get even more immersed into my training. I take the way that I'm feeling in my situation and I put it into words on paper in the form of like a song or a poem or something. I surround myself with really good people and I talk to them. I talk things through. People who we've established that all we want from each other is just love and company and support. You know, and I'm thankful that I have a few people like that in my life. And if you don't have somebody like that, get you a good friend like that, because it makes all the difference. All it takes is one person, you know, to kind of make you see that, you know, the world isn't so dark. It's not as dark as you think it is, you know. Even though, like, some people's issues may be deeper than mine, and others may not even be as deep as mine, but I think that having that good support system of friends and hobbies and stuff can get you out of that. You know, like, the things that I do to relieve my stress and to get out of my own head, I am an avid cannabis user. Love it. I think it is one of the greatest things in the world. I love CBD, which is one of the best anti-anxiety medications, quote unquote, using that sparingly, that I could ever use. The gym is one of those things. I know that when I go in there and I put my headphones in, it's stopping all of that outside negativity from coming in. I force it. That's just the way that it is. I force it not to let it get to me. And when I'm at the gym, I'm at the gym. You know, it's not 100%, but I do my damn best. And I surround myself with a positive support system. I have friends around me that I know that I love so much and I would do anything for, and I know that they would do things for me too. And on top of that, you just have to be grateful. You have to have a lot of gratitude for the things around you, because they could be gone in an instant. They could be gone tomorrow. And I really hope that people, if somebody listens to this, they take this part away from it. Because they can be gone so fast. You have no idea how fast these people can be gone from your life. So just cherish the people that you have around you. If you're upset at like your roommate or some dumb shit for doing some stupid shit, get the fuck over it. Tell them that you love them. Tell them, let them know that you know that they didn't do it on purpose, whatever. You have to know somebody's intent. If they didn't intend to hurt you, then have nothing but love for that person. You know, and tell people how much you appreciate them. And you fucking mean it. You have to know, like, these little gestures that you give back and forth to each other, they mean something. It's a culmination of just positive energy that just feeds into both people. You know? And if there's another piece of advice that I could give that I wish that I would have listened to, is to stop letting other people's position in their life determine where you think that you should be. It all happens at a different time for everybody. Completely different for everybody. You could be successful when you hit 70 years old on the dot. And then you could win the lottery, or finally that idea that you had has come to fruition and everything takes off. Or, you know, you could be a 12-year-old and have like a life-changing invention, and then all of a sudden your life takes off then. You know, or if your idea of success is, you know, getting your master's, being a heart surgeon, and blah blah blah, and you hit 27 and your life is made, good for fucking you. Fucking good. Everybody, I think, needs to follow their exact path of happiness, because if you do things that are just to please other people, to please your parents, you know, to like please your mom and your dad, because, you know, for me as an example, I told my family I wanted to be a police officer, and they said they supported me, you know. And then when I told them that I didn't want to do that anymore, they were actually quite disappointed. They were very disappointed because they thought that I had no drive and no motivation, or no, that I just kind of lacked maturity, if you will. Don't let that ruin you. Don't let that get to you. Don't let that seep into your mind and affect you negatively, because they're upset because their expectations didn't measure up. And that's okay, because almost nobody's expectations is gonna measure up to what you think you should be doing. Almost fucking nobody's. You know, I told my mom that I wanted to be a bodybuilder, and she was like, okay, well, you know that you have to put in the work and you gotta do this, but good for you. I'm happy for you. My dad still laughs at it to this day. He still laughs at that decision. I told him that I wanted to be a personal trainer because I didn't want to say bodybuilder, because I feared ridicule. And he said personal trainer, and he laughed in my face. But you know what? That is just gasoline on a little tiny, tiny fire is what that is. You know, and I let that fuel me every single day. I don't care about other people's expectations of me. You know, I mean, in a sense, yes, I do care. But it's an ongoing process that I have to keep telling myself that I shouldn't, that I can't. And that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me every single day, I think bodybuilder, musician, comedian, and like these, it's just a never-ending positive feedback loop that keeps me going. It's like a wheel that just keeps rolling in my head, you know, and I think that everybody should have that. Everybody can benefit from that. But do not let someone else's opinion or someone else's thoughts of what you should be doing affect you. Or looking on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and seeing all these nice things, these people at 18 years old making $1 million, fuck them. Fuck every one of them. Because sitting there and wishing that you had that is not going to do a damn thing for you. It's not going to do anything. It's going to make you feel sad. And you wishing that it happens, that's engaging in negative behavior, like I said. It's wishing that something is that maybe never will be. And instead of wishing, or instead of doing, you're just wishing. You know, you have to set your own example for yourself. You have to be what you want to be. You have to be what you see in the world. You see like, oh, this person, we need to have this type of person in the world. Why the fuck don't you be that person? If you think that this part of something needs to change, why don't you do something about it? Huh? If you think the music industry is lacking a little bit of pizzazz with some music, why don't you create it? If you think the bodybuilding world is lacking what you think that you can bring to the table, why don't you bring it? If you think that some jokes in the comedy world just aren't that funny, why don't you write some funnier ones? You know, this is what I'm talking about. Instead of thinking like, oh man, I'm already 24 years old and I still haven't made it. You know, well, because you haven't put in the work yet. If you put in that type of work to get to that success, you'd be successful. That's how it works. You know, I'll say it again. The minute you start thinking that the world owes you something is the second that the world's going to kick you in the fucking balls and then make you even more sad. You're never going to get what you wish for, but I am a firm believer in that you're going to get what you work for. You're going to get exactly the amount of effort that you put into it. That's it. That's the name of the game. You're going to get exactly what you put into it. That's what you're going to get back. Don't expect shit if you're not putting in the work. All right. Well, I think that's enough ramblings for the day. I don't know what topic I'm going to put, but it's going to be fire. And thank you to everybody who has listened to this podcast. All six of you. Appreciate you. I love you. Kisses. Mwah. Little tug job. Here you go. Thanks for listening. Yeah, that got weird. All right. Well, again, I really greatly appreciate all of you guys, and thank you for listening.